This is about methane, which most folks call natural gas. It's also known as marsh gas and swamp gas, since it's released by decomposing plants. It has generated some local controversy because of vast methane reserves 8,000 feet below south central New York and northern Pennsylvania, the Marcellus Shale. Using the technique of hydrofracking, companies are extracting it very profitably, but not in New York, where fracking is not permitted. Because of this cheap extraction, it is steadily replacing coal as the source of America's electrical power. In 2008, coal generated 50% of the nation's electricity. Last year, coal was down to just 35%. And since coal is so incredibly dirty, the air is now much cleaner. That's right, fracking, even more than growing solar and wind power, has lowered U.S. carbon emissions and cleaned up our air. This makes sense. Methane is CH4, meaning it only has a single carbon atom mixed with its four hydrogen atoms. And it's the hydrogen that mostly creates the energy. By comparison, coal is something like C135H96O9, meaning it has lots more carbon than hydrogen, much of which gets released as soot and CO2. Cows have had an unfair bad press about methane. While livestock are responsible for about 20% of the world's methane emissions, over 90% of that is released from their noses and mouths. This is the notorious cow breath that sometimes spoils first dates among livestock. Only 5% of bovine methane gets expelled from the part that doesn't say moo. Methane actually has no smell at all. When you smell sewer gas because of some backup in your septic system, the gas is mostly methane, but the smell comes from minor components like hydrogen sulfide. We wouldn't want to give swamp gas a bad rap. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.